This month at the River Gallery, two artists have a new exhibit on display. Yesterday, we talked to one of them, Courtney James. He's a Chattanooga oil painter. Today, we're talking to the other artist whose work is part of the River Gallery's Treasured Impact exhibit. Janet Eskridge is from Lincoln, Nebraska. She uses wood and wax to create sculpture boxes. They're unusual because of the way she combines wax and paint and small objects. She told me the wax thing goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks. She's using a process they developed. But the box thing, the way she creates these small, enclosed worlds, is more personal. It goes back to her childhood.
I loved, even when I was a child, I loved putting things in boxes. When I would get a book report assignment or a social studies assignment, I always wanted to do it in a box. And I lived in a house that was kind of in the woods, and I loved going out into the woods and collecting things, you know, and I would arrange things in certain ways. And so I've always had this need to collect from different places and then put them all together in some sort of form.
Eskridge has one piece called Conversations with Birds. It's a long wooden box. It has a layer of wax poured inside and small flying birds also painted inside. The wax gives those birds a translucent, kind of unearthly look. There's a small chair, a piece of dollhouse furniture. There's a page from an old Bible wrapped around the chair, the Book of Revelation. It's a little world in a wooden box, and Eskridge is inviting the viewers to look inside and ask questions. What does it mean? And what does it mean to be a bird?
And what does it mean to have wings? And what does it mean to be out of your cage or out of your nest and going somewhere? And what is it like to be in the clouds? And some of those kinds of things. They're just multiple layers, literally and otherwise, of meaning and lots of different elements that make up the story of each box.
Many of the pieces Eskridge has created are like that. Multiple layers of old photographs, drawings, Bible pages, newspapers. Each layer brings up more questions. She says that's how she wants her work to be, open to the viewer's interpretation.
To me, that's what art is all about. It's about looking at a piece and seeing something in it that maybe nobody else sees, but that's what is resonating with me for it about something. So it's, you know, I think art is so magical that way, is that it can have so many different layers of meanings, and I love that.
As for her creation process, she puts all kinds of small objects and drawings inside these boxes, and she uses drills and power tools to sculpt and transform them. Also, she uses a process called encaustic wax. The wax is poured into the wooden boxes, creating patterns on the inside.
Encaustic is an ancient style of painting that was developed by the Greeks even before Common Era time. They used to use it on their ships to keep their ships afloat. Many ancient frescoes were done with encaustic wax that have survived thousands of years. I'm using it because I really like the ethereal kind of feel that it has and offers to artwork.
Eskridge says, in addition to being an artist, she's worked the past 14 years as an art therapist. She did that at a children's hospital in Omaha. Being an art therapist has influenced her.
That whole experience for the last 14 years has really informed a lot of the work that I've done. Being with families that are really facing some very difficult, often life-altering health challenges with their children. And so I've been with children who are very close to dying, and it's just such a sacred time. And I found that I was wanting to do more and more artwork the more I was immersed in that.
Eskridge has been fascinated with boxes, with collecting objects, since she was a child. She says she does see that trait in other people too.
That's kind of what we do to make meaning of our lives, is that we go through life, we may collect people and friends and things, and how do we put them together to make our lives have meaning? And I think that's kind of what I'm constantly trying to do. Maybe it's what I'm trying to do for myself, and maybe it's kind of what I'm trying to inspire others to do as well.
All this month, the work of Janet Eskridge will be on display at the River Gallery in downtown Chattanooga. More information is on their website, river-gallery.com. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.